Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 77 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey today, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices today are expected to be mostly steady, with some firm tones seen in the western Corn Belt for deliveries next week. Some plants need additional loads for early next week after offering slowed yesterday, according to livestock dealers and market managers. They also say many producers are resisting the low bids after prices fell sharply in the past 2 weeks. Most producers will wait until next week, they say, in hopes that prices may rebound. Peoria today called steady at a top price of $40. The run is mostly lights and sows. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Thursday, September 6th, negotiated swine purchases were 18,068. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 52.75 to 63 even. The weighted average was 59.14. That was down 31 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 42.78 to 50 even. The weighted average was 47.93. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 16,357. The base price range was 52.25 to 65.75. The weighted average was 61.77. That was up 47 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 40.54 to 53 even. The weighted average was 50.68.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
A little bit of a downward trend in the overnight trading in Chicago. We'll get a look at those numbers coming up in a moment. We'll also get a pre-opening call from the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here to do that, AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. The first measurable rain in 12 days fell in the Champaign-Urbana area and central Illinois, and actually much of our area. We had a long stretch of dry weather, and today, tonight, into tomorrow, there's still going to be more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Most of the Midwest Corn Belt picked up some rain yesterday, and as we go through today into tomorrow, generally, the southeastern half of the Midwest Corn Belt will get the rain as drier air and slightly cooler air will be coming in from the northwest. So most of the rain today will be over Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri, maybe early on parts of southeastern Iowa and Wisconsin. Michigan also sharing in that rain, but drying out over much of Iowa and much of Wisconsin, Minnesota, on back into Nebraska and South Dakota. And that will be the case as we go through the weekend. Rain will continue to be a threat in the Ohio River Valley as the front that's coming in and triggering the showers and thunderstorms is expected to slow down and stall out. So some areas to the south actually could be wet for several days. Now, as we go into next week, the computer models we look at have widely varying solutions. And we look at couple models that come out of the United States, a model out of Europe, a model out of Canada, and they all have varying solutions as to the timing of weather systems and the strength of weather systems. Thinking is a rather significant cold front will move through the Corn Belt next week. Yesterday, the American model indicated it was going to come through with lots of rain Monday into Tuesday morning. It's backed off on that a bit. The other models were a little slower to begin with and I think a little more believable. I would say that this front is probably going to come through the middle of next week and with it some more rain. And in some places, there could be locally heavy rain next week. That'll be followed by the coolest air of the season so far. And boy, after a couple of months, we're going to hear that a lot as we're just starting our slow descent from hot summer weather to winter weather over the next few months. But the coldest air of the season will be coming in later next week. We'll have high temperatures in the 60s and 70s, lows generally in the 40s and 50s. There is a possibility by the end of next week that there could be, I'm not saying there will be, but there could be some frost in parts of Minnesota, northern Iowa, and Wisconsin. That's certainly a possibility late next week. No worries at all about frost or freeze in Illinois and Indiana, but Some of the northwestern Corn Belt areas will be on the edge of that possibility late next week, if indeed cold air comes down as strongly as is possible. But there's still a lot of question marks on the models. The bottom line on the Midwest Corn Belt weather is this. Over the next week, it's going to be a little wetter and turning a little cooler. Not ideal weather for maturation and harvest. However, we're not going to have rain everywhere every day, so some harvesting will be able to get in between the showers. But after almost 2 weeks of very warm and dry weather to speed the crops along, we're going to have a week of slowing here. But the bottom line is after that, it does look like it's going to start to warm up again as we'll get into a drier weather pattern and we'll have sunshine on many days, warming temperatures up, and that will improve harvest and maturation rates. So I'm not worried about the harvest right now, but next week is a week that will not be ideal across the Midwest Corn Belt. Going to the Delta, it looks like some rain, and some of it, healthy doses of rain, will come over the next several days. So that's an area where late maturing crops will benefit a little bit, but those crops already mature, it's just going to slow down the harvest operations there. Lesser rain as you go into the drought-stricken southeast, although we're watching a tropical system off the southeast coast that could back into parts of the Carolinas over the weekend and early next week. In South America, it does look like some rain is on the way for Argentina as hot air over Brazil pushes southward and creates a clash zone between that and cooler air south of there. So after a long, long stretch of dry weather, Argentina is in for some showers starting this weekend and better chance of rain next week. And that's an area where the wheat has been very, very dry. Meanwhile, it's going to be hot and dry in Brazil, favorable for wheat harvest. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thanks, Ed. Let's look at the overnight trade now. Kansas City December wheat opened overnight at 787.5, down a penny and a quarter. Last trade down three quarters. March, 783, down two. Last trade down five. On the board of trade in Chicago, September wheat opened overnight at 818.5, up two and a quarter. Last trade up one and three quarters, but the rest of the board was down. December, 824 on the open, unchanged. Last trade down three and a quarter. March, 821, down three. Last trade down seven and a quarter. May, 758 and a quarter, up two and a quarter. Last trade down six and a half. July wheat, 604.5, down two. Last trade down four. September corn opened overnight at 323.25, unchanged. Last trade down 2.75. December, 339.25, unchanged. Last trade down 2.5. March, 355.75, unchanged. Last trade down 2.25. May corn, 365.5, down a half on the open. Last traded down 2.5. July, 374.5, down a quarter. Last trade down 2.5. September or December corn, 392, down three quarters. Last trade down 1.75. December oats opened at 260, down a half. Last trade down a half. September soybeans opened at 879.5, up 1.5. Last trade down three. November, 892.75, up a quarter. Last trade down 5.25. January, 906.25, up a quarter. Last trade down five. March, 918.75, down a quarter. Last trade down 2.75. May beans, 926, down a quarter. Last trade down 5.5. September soybean meal, 242.80, unchanged on the open and the last trade. October, 244.50, up 20, last trade down 130. And September bean oil, 37.44, up 36 on the open, last trade down 13. October, 37.25, up 1, last trade down 12. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, we see possibly with the lower overnight trade, maybe some profit taking still in the wheat.
Oh, I think so. Basically, we're seeing a little more rain in Australia, although they're saying the evaporation is outrunning the rainfall at this point. We also saw some poorer export numbers for the U.S. this morning in wheat. So, as we all know, wheat's been carrying the ball on corn and soybeans for forever, it seems like, but with the little weaker outlook for wheat and getting into the front end of corn and bean harvest with good numbers impending the way it looks right now, we're also seeing weaker basis. I think this market's probably going to slide a little bit from here on.
Let's get some calls, first of all.
Okay. Well, I'd look for corn and beans to both be down 2 to 3. Call beans down 3 to 5, I guess. Yeah, they're a little bit weaker. And call wheat down 4 to 6. And that's all based on what we think the open's going to do. That could change between now and then.
Yeah, you mentioned that there are some ideas that the USDA might raise its crop forecast for corn and beans.
Well, I really do. If you look at the private prognosticators, you know, Informa's out, they raised their corn estimate 2.7. They reduced their beans about 6/10 of a bushel per acre. Stone is pretty big. Allendale is a whopper at 13.446 billion bushel of corn. That's 157.1. And then their bean number is 2.740. That's huge. That's 43.3 bushels per acre. And they're the biggest one of the bunch that we've seen so far. Do I think the USDA is going to follow this up? Yes. Early indications here in Illinois, we're hearing some really super numbers, 200-plus on corn at 15% moisture or less, and that's, those two numbers don't go together, basically. Right. When you have a big crop, you usually have a wetter crop.
All right.
But this is not the case this year. So.
Thanks for your time, Tom.
Yep.
Tom Mann is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Our forecast for today calls for, we'll get that 9:30. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers, and our next market report will be the opening commodity market report coming up at 9:49 this morning. BBC News is next. It's a minute past 9 o'clock.